This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this weekend, I believe the TSA said that they had screened at least over a million travelers. Over 3 million people, from what we understand, have already started their Thanksgiving travel. That is going to go up. AAA has projected over 50 million people will be traveling this year for Thanksgiving. It is down from previous years. We are expecting less people to travel, people canceling Thanksgiving. We did in our household, and I told you guys why. You know, I think this is ridiculous, and I think all the changes are ridiculous, but honestly, it doesn't really feel like a Thanksgiving anyway. So if I want to hang out with my friends, I'll hang out with my friends. And if I want to celebrate stuff with family, we will. But at this point, you know, if you know, with all the hype and with all the restrictions and all that, it really starts to mess with how we, you know, are going to celebrate Thanksgiving anyway, wearing masks while you're eating. In California, they recommend you don't even pass the stuffing or pass the gravy to actually package the food. That's not Thanksgiving. And to go through all that and miss the Cowboy game, I'd rather just watch a Cowboy game. Sorry, that's just me. Plus, I'm also going to be working. Apparently, with telemedicine, they are needing all hands on deck anyway. So I'll just work this Thanksgiving. But, you know, people are traveling. And some of the headlines are like, well, people are ignoring the CDC guidelines. How do you ignore the CDC guidelines when you already paid for your flight, when your loved ones haven't seen you or your kids for almost a year? You know, so I get why people are traveling. And for anybody traveling, you know, and trying to be with their loved ones on Thanksgiving, cut them some slack, Jack, okay? You know, I mean, it's not easy, especially since a lot of us have relatives that we don't know if they're still going to be alive, you know, in the next couple of years. So I get why people want to be with others this Thanksgiving. But you know what? There's some safety tips beyond the mask and social distancing that people need to think about that they aren't. And I know this because I'm getting calls going, you know what? I'm out of an inhaler. Or I don't think I'm going to have enough blood pressure medicine, and my doctor's not answering their phone, or my doctor's not in, or my doctor's on vacation. Okay, for those of you guys with any sort of chronic conditions, you better get in touch with your medical provider. The last thing you want to do is expect on a Wednesday night that staff will be in, being able to call in refills when you haven't shown up to the doctor or been seen by the doctor in months. So if you do have asthma or COPD or diabetes or high blood pressure or high cholesterol or a cardiac arrhythmia or a dysrhythmia, or some other issue, you make sure you reach out to your medical provider for the refills that you need, because you don't want to lose, you don't want to, you know, be run out. Also, expect delays at airports. Expect somebody to lose your luggage. So you take your prescription. Make sure you have two separate bottles. Pour half. You could use last month's bottle. All right. Rather than throw out last month's bottle, keep that bottle, label it. All right. You can put half your medicine in that bottle, half in the other. This way, one is in the your overhead compartment with your carry-on. The other is in the cargo. This way, if you do lose your luggage, you have your extra medications. Split your medications up. Make sure any medications that you need that are important. Now, mind you, sometimes stuff happens and you have to exit the plane and you can't grab your carry-on. Then make sure your inhaler is on your person. Okay? I mean, that's a weird thing to say. Make sure it's on your person. It's on your body. All right? You know, make sure your inhaler then is in your pocket. Make sure any medications are in your pocket. You can go through TSA. You can have them in your carry-on, but while you're sitting there waiting to get on the plane, put anything you need on your person, just in case you think something is going to go down or something's going to happen or somebody's going to steal your carry-on. But make sure you have your medications. I always use that there's that little air vent. I always spray it in front of my face. Even though on a plane you're going to be wearing a mask, you know, the average mask might not be doing its job, so it's really nice to kind of blow things away from the face. If you can take a window seat, that's much better than an aisle seat. There's been studies showing those who are on window seats seem to be less exposed than aisle seats. Makes sense. People are going up and down the aisle to go potty. Another thing I would also recommend is try not to have a seat where people can gather by the potty. Now, even though the average flight attendant says, please do not gather, you know, in the aisle, wait to go to the bathroom, I don't know about you guys, but if my seat is far away, I will, like, always lose out to somebody else. So if somebody leaves the bathroom, I try to run, and then somebody goes into the aisle that's closer to the toilet, and they get to the toilet and never go. So I stand, and I'm like, look, I never make it. Please let me stand by the potty. But the problem is if you have a seat in the back of the plane, or if you have a seat in the center of the plane by the potties, you're going to get breathed upon. I like the hand sanitizer wipes, or I like the tray wipes and all that. I think, you know, airlines do a fairly good job of cleaning in between, but during holiday season, they're rushed and they have to have quick turnaround and they might not clean it to the degree that you want. So get those wipes, the sanitizer wipes, you can wipe down the armrests, the tray table. I think that's a good idea and I think those are fine, unless of course you're allergic to, you know, the chemicals and you don't want to be exposed to the chemicals. But I don't think a lot of flights are even serving food, to be honest. I think a lot of them are kind of doing away with that. Don't be nice. So if you are sitting next to somebody who's coughing through their mask and you don't want to sit next to that person, don't. And if there's no other place for you to sit, then change flights. But to sit next to a person who's obviously sick and coughing or whatever, don't. I mean, I used to, and I know this was a kind of a joke, and it's not a joke anymore, but if I didn't want people to sit next to me, I would throw on a mask on a plane. This was before masks. And then people would be like, oh, she must have something, and then they would leave. Because, you know, sometimes on Southwest Airlines, it's not assigned seat. So if I wanted to get, you know, have the row or have an extra seat for the kids to sit next to me, I would, like, put on a mask, going, yeah. So they're like, you know what, I got to pass because you look sick. Well, nah, everybody has a mask. You can't really do that trick. But if it looks like somebody that, you know, it looks like, you know, they're like, oh, I have allergies, and they're coughing and sneezing and sniffling, and you think, you know, you don't necessarily have to sit with them. If not, change flights. Expect, though, you're not going to have a lot of ability to do that. Bring your own pillow. I do that. This way you don't have to use their pillow. Make sure you eat a balanced diet. Make sure you get rest. Make sure you hydrate, sleep. But be prepared this holiday season. 1-877-DOC-TALLY-NUMBER-1. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and our Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. She's got a text that some people might not be able to hang out and play Keno in the casinos. I know, it's not funny. It's a shame. It's a shame, but yeah, it's really affecting a lot of people and their social life. So, you know, a lot of the seniors like to play Keno and bingo, and it's heartbreaking to see that not being able to happen. It, you know, well, okay. One of you had asked me about President Trump's health care plan, and I want to apologize for us not talking about it a lot. President Trump has had a health care plan. Did you guys know that? There's been a health care plan. that he had, I believe, unveiled in September because of all the election news and all the concerns about what mail-in ballots would do and all the coronavirus news. Nobody really covered it, or the media might not have covered it on purpose. And I want to apologize because I did touch upon it. I just didn't make as big a deal about it as I probably could have because there was so many other things out there. And it was kind of cool what some of the things that were in his plan. And I don't know if Joe Biden, if he takes over January 20th, will extend a lot of these or reverse a lot of these. But, you know, in President Trump's plan, and, you know, you could read it, they have some specifics, but they also have the generalizations. So, like, the generalizations is you're going to have more control over your health care dollars, premiums are going to go down, pre-existing conditions are going to be protected, expand telehealth for millions of people, expand state flexibilities, lower insulin prices, access to doctors you trust where you need, easy control of your personal medical records, cut waste, fraud, and abuse, and surprise billing. So, you know, end things are these things that I think a lot of us supported. He wants to lower prescription drug prices. We're going to talk about that in a second. Wanted to allow more exchange flexibilities, allow you to get smaller, cheaper healthcare plans that, you know, so if you're a guy and you really don't want to pay for birth control or a mammogram, you're not paying for that on your healthcare plan, you know, things like that. And so, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, as a doctor, when I look at what his healthcare plan was, really makes a lot of sense. And I don't think it's a right-left sort of issue. I think these things are things that are very, very bipartisan. Again, protect patients with pre-existing conditions, to support research and innovations and complex treatments. I think in the America First Healthcare Plan, Donald Trump had promised $30 million in child cancer research, expanded coverage again for not only pre-existing conditions but other conditions, and the HIV/AIDS fight. So I mean, nobody really talked about it, probably because it wasn't a sexy sort of headline. And again, there's a lot of the media don't like Trump, so you know they're not going to give him a win. But I really recommend anybody, Republican or Democrats, kind of take a look at this healthcare plan that he suggested, and see what things are in there that we are going to want to this next decade embolden. And one of the things he brought up was us getting medicines from Canada. Now, he didn't say Mexico, but he said us getting medicines from Canada. Now, I can't say how many of my patients that go down to Mexico. In Arizona, they'll go down to Nogales. In California, they'll go down to Tijuana. For those of us in Nevada, I guess they're probably shorter to go to Tijuana than Nogales. So, people are going to Mexico anyway and getting their medications and then bringing it back up. In New Mexico, you could get the antibiotics. Boy, people can get their Z-Packs, and they love that. They could get their Xanax. They could get their Soma. They could get Tramadol. They could get their medicines or whatever in Mexico, even controlled substances, bring them back, which I don't think you're really allowed to bring them back. I think there are rules where you're really not allowed to bring back controlled substances into the country. You can bring back the antibiotics. I don't think you can bring back controlled substances. Double check that, okay? Last thing I want you guys doing is being held up in customs for drug trafficking. But Canada, all right, is kind of the source of where President Trump wants to go in terms of being able to usher in cheaper generics. Now, some people think that could be bad news. Some people think it could put American companies out of business. If you could get cheaper medications from Canada, then, an American company charging more for a generic gets screwed. Well, again, that's the art of competition. I'm for capitalism. I'm for competition. I think that's great. However, some Canadians aren't too happy about that because if America buys their generics, are they going to have a generic shortage? Now, some of you are like, you know, generics are plentiful. They're cheap to make. No, we have shortages of drugs all the time. Drug shortages plague our healthcare industry all the time. It might not be a sexy headline. You might not hear about it in the news. But I'll try to tell you guys, look, we have a shortage of this medication or a shortage of this medication. Drug shortages are not cool. When the avian flu hit Asia, people were buying up Tamiflu like crazy in America, and we were having a shortage, and that was causing pretty big problems, because if the avian flu had come to America back in 2005, I think it was 2005, we would have been screwed. So, same thing with swine flu. People were freaking out, and they were using Tamiflu for swine flu. We want to make sure that we can get our antivirals, we can get our antibiotics. And so I love the idea of expanding to other countries and increasing that commerce. Apparently we trust Canada more than China, or we trust Canadian medications more than Mexico, if Trump is saying he'd like to have that conduit between Canada and America. But I think fraud can happen anywhere. I've seen American companies do BS. I'm sure Canadian companies could, just like any companies in Mexico, so I wouldn't let our guard down. But if Canada does have a similar oversight with pharmaceuticals, now mind you, generics don't get the scrutiny like brand name products do, but if there is some sort of scrutiny, and we can be assured that we are getting safe medications, I am fine with Canadian drugs being used in America. Because you're not going to tell me that fraud is, only exclusive to one country. I don't buy that. I think there's bad apples everywhere. So I want to be very, very comfortable and confident. And another thing that I am for is less of our pharmaceuticals being made in China. Most of our generics come from China. I've been telling you guys that for the longest time. People are all, oh man, Trump's America First. It's called America First Health Plan, by the way. Yeah, America First Health Care Plan. Trump's America First Health Care Plan is horrible, he wants to get medicines from China. That's going to hurt American business. Why do you think we have all these recalls going on with these ARB medications and Zantac and things like that? Because components of the generic drug, or most of the generic drugs, being made in China. Okay, are we going to agree to be done with foreign entities making our drugs? If we're not, then don't be ripping on, any sort of idea to start working with Canada. Another thing President Trump has been talking about for a while is lowering insulin costs. The diabetics love this. Nobody really interviews the average diabetic, but your diabetic medications can range anywhere from $100 to $400 or $500 a month. Insulin is expensive. Insulin is the hormone we need to help bring sugar from the bloodstream into your cells. And it is expensive. You gotta keep it refrigerated. It's not easy. And there's not really any substitute. If you are lacking insulin, you need insulin. Now, there are some diabetics that get by with a pill, to decrease insulin resistance or to increase sensitivity. But if you are a diabetic who doesn't have insulin, if you are an insulin-dependent diabetic, and we have millions of you out there, you need insulin. It's about time we figure out a way to make that less expensive. And we need to also have the foresight to make sure we don't have a shortage. Everybody's talking about, let's lock down and let's, close up and, bear down and hunker down and all that. Whatever industry needs to feed the insulin-making industry, we need that to happen, because otherwise you're going to have millions of diabetics not get their insulin. So, when you look at some of the things, a part of this, President Trump had done a press conference, I believe, on Friday about his America First Health Plan, and I think all people want to know is if he was going to concede or not. There are some things that we are being told might be threatened by a new administration. And I think, if you do have, some skin in the game when it comes to your health care, and there are some things you like, just like with pre-existing conditions, the Republicans had to hear, people and their support for that part of the ACA. You got to make that known. And that's why the GOP said we're not going to mess with the pre-existing conditions. But if there are other things you like with America's First Health Care Plan that is already currently underway, then you want to make that known. All right? This is your healthcare. 1-877-DOC-SOLID. Don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News.
I'm Kevin Messler. Americans have been traveling this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued warnings against traveling over the holiday. While the overall number of travelers is still down, the TSA still reported a massive spike in the number of people passing through airports, the most since the pandemic began. Sunday is expected to be a busy day at the nation's airports. Will the gatherings cause a massive spike in coronavirus cases? Dr. Marty McCary is a physician and professor of public health at Johns Hopkins and a Fox News contributor.
Well, look, I think we're going to see a series of rolling increases. The trend is not a good trend. I don't think we have to worry about a mass spike with rationing at the doorsteps of our hospitals like we were concerned about back during the days of New York in March and April. But look, people need to take this thing very seriously.
McCary says 90,000 people are in the hospital at this time with COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. As coronavirus cases surge again nationwide, the Supreme Court late Wednesday barred New York from enforcing certain limits on attendance at churches and synagogues. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, Dan Nowacki has the story.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom, because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10- and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agadath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Nowacki.
In response to the ruling, President Donald Trump tweeted out, "Happy Thanksgiving." Trump has repeatedly pushed back against shutdown measures to curb the spread of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of you had asked about why the GOP has been split and why not more GOP representatives are supporting Trump in the ballot recount or revote. And I do have a theory on that. Making headlines today, Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein. Remember Woodward and Bernstein? Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein. This made headlines today. Listed or outed 21 GOP senators who have, quote, privately expressed their, quote, extreme contempt for Donald Trump. Now, I find this piece of media or news really fluff, because the average politician doesn't like each other. The average person doesn't like who the president is. Most people who become president have to win elections and make the other person losers. I believe with JFK, Lyndon B. Johnson was running against him in the primary and lost, which means Lyndon B. Johnson and JFK at some point were enemies, which still, you know, makes me think it's still a working theory with, you know, what happened with JFK. But nobody wants to, you know, nobody really talks about that anymore. But I still think it was very, very odd that Lyndon B. Johnson's car slowed down before all this happened. It's like they knew. I don't know. Maybe he got a tip. Who knows? But, you know, so we know that politicians within parties don't like each other. We also know that President Trump wasn't really the most, you know, cuddly guy. I don't know if you guys watch football, but Baker Mayfield is one of my favorite quarterbacks, not because he's a Tom Brady goat. Tom Brady is like my favorite quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, I'm not a fan of, you know, personally, but he's a great quarterback. I think Lamar Jackson's a good quarterback. There's some good quarterbacks out there. But the reason why I really like Baker Mayfield is because he's cool. He's nice. He doesn't look like he's yelling at people on the sidelines. He looks like he's really, he just looks like a genuinely nice guy. And I understand that he's got those progressive commercials and things like that. I don't know if it's progressive, but, you know, he does those commercials and all that. But, you know, he looks like he's, you know, Tom Brady, huge fan of his, you know, of his quarterbacking. But he looks like he's rough. He looks like people probably don't like him. I wouldn't be surprised if people said Tom Brady is a, and calls him a body part. Right. Oh, by the way, I think the governor, Murphy of New Jersey, was called a couple body parts because he was out to eat. So somebody caught that on tape. People really like to use body parts when they call people names. So, like I said, I'm a huge fan of Tom Brady. We'll always say so. But, you know, most likely he's not the most cuddly person to some. So there is no doubt that President Trump has made enemies on his way up to presidency. I think he ticked a lot of people off. One of whom he probably ticked off is Chris Christie. Chris Christie has spoken out about him. I think Chris Christie has, hold on a second, let me get this out too. I think Chris Christie has asked him to concede. Chris Christie, remember, was starting to gain in the primaries because Chris Christie's, you know, kind of shtick was, you know, I'm the one that says it like it is. I'm the one that's, you know, and he kind of was the Donald Trump before Donald Trump comes in and basically says I can do the same thing, and he did it better. So Chris Christie had said Sunday that the president should end his legal fights challenging the results of the election, and he actually described Trump's legal team as a, quote, national embarrassment. Now, we always thought that if Chris Christie conceded, President Trump was going to use him in some capacity. Now, apparently, he still stayed close in the inner circle because he was there during Amy Coney Barrett's nomination, or confirmation, I think. But for some reason, he probably feels like he got, shall we say, either booted or he got, you know, jolted or whatever the word is, you know, by the president and not, you know, not what he thought he should deserve in terms of being a supporter of him. So I'm not surprised that Chris Christie would speak out, you know. But what's going on with Carl Bernstein? And who are these 21 Republican senators that he's claiming, right, that have, criticized Trump in private? So Bernstein had tweeted, I'm not violating any pledge of journalistic confidentiality in reporting this. 21 Republican senators in convos with colleagues, staff members, lobbyists, White House aides have repeatedly expressed extreme contempt for Trump and his fitness to be POTUS. And he said the 21 GOP senators who have privately expressed disdain for Trump are Portman, Alexander, Sasse, Blunt, Collins, Murkowski, Cornyn Thune, Romney, Braun Young, Tim Scott, Rick Scott, Rubio, Grassley, Burr, Toomey, McSally, Moran, Roberts, and Shelby. So, why? And so then he writes, with few exceptions, their craven public silence has helped enable Charles Brewer's grievous conduct, including undermining and discrediting the U.S. electoral system. So, you know, you're seeing people speak out. People are mad that the president hasn't conceded. I'm not surprised that the president hasn't conceded. If there are reports of fraud and abuse, I don't blame him for saying, why would I concede to an election that was a fraud? I understand that, but people are mad. People are trying to draw out other Republicans. But the question I got this hour from a listener was, why aren't then more Republicans standing up? If more Republicans stood up and voiced their concern. Well, what I'm hearing is many of them are saying kind of what I think a lot of people would be comfortable saying. And if there was fraud, the president has every right to investigate that. And that's what they're saying. They have to be careful, because when you fight for a possible losing side, even though many people feel he won, if President Trump is going to be defeated in his efforts to prove fraud, then you have Republicans having, you know, looking at their, you know, they have to look at their careers. They have to look at their future. Personally, I think somebody that would turn a shy eye or, you know, turn a cheek to any sort of possibility of voter fraud is not good in my book. I mean, I would really love to hear some Democrats say, look, you know, I heard this stuff went on in my district. Not cool. Recount. Now, no Democratic politician would do that because they think that's political suicide. But I got to tell you, all right, if you have people out there that are independents or moderates and you actually go, look, you know, I know this happened in my district. This is an embarrassment. This shouldn't have happened. And I will support a recount. I think that is the right thing to do. But remember, politicians don't do the right thing. Politicians' primary goal is getting reelected. You would think it's serving their constituents, but no. The average politician's main goal is to get reelected. And they will make decisions. I've actually heard Democrats say, I know the Obamacare bill was bad, but I needed to support my party. Are you supporting your party, or do you need that D next to your name so that you get reelected? So, you know, we're looking to politicians to kind of save the day. I don't care if people badmouth President Trump. People badmouth, when you become a successful business owner, you know, or real estate mogul like he is, I'm sure he ticked off a lot of people. I know people don't like President Trump. People don't like Biden. People don't like Kamala Harris. That's no news. That's no surprise. But it is a surprise that there could be possible voter fraud. Well, we've had people, you know, we've had, I guess, evidence put forth, and, you know, people don't care about that. That is what surprises me. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You would think I'd get questions like, you know, what does my high cholesterol level mean? Or, you know, why is my systolic blood pressure going up and my diastolic isn't? You would think I'd be getting a lot more medical questions. But a very, very very common question I've been getting asked is, where can I buy a gun? And I really, really appreciate that people look at the Dr. Dahlia Show as being a show more open about everything. It's not just about medicine. We'll talk about sports. Yay, Dallas. Right? Bucks are playing tonight. Excited about that. Again, I love Tom Brady. So, you know, a lot of people are very, shall we say, you know, interested in things other than somebody's prostate. So, I'll get questions about, you know, entertainment, you know, what's happening with Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry. I don't know what their kid's name is. I'm sorry. I'm still a little slow on that. Sports, economy, whatever. I have not been able to answer the question on where can people get a gun. I'm hearing, like I think all of you, that trying to purchase a gun over the last few months has been very, very difficult. And what seemed to incite that was a lot of fear over police not being available to kind of administer law and order. Fear in terms of, you know, people getting broken into or looting and things like that. But that's not why, though, guns are continuing to be purchased. All right? I believe that there are a huge subset of population out there feeling that we are going into some sort of a civil war. Now, you know, I like to calm people down and say, guys, you know, come on, just everybody calm down a little bit. But here's the thing, for anybody who's a historian and who looks at history, we are following a very eerily predictable pattern. So when you look back in history, what happens is you have a divide. Now, America's always been divided, okay? We want to have political parties. We you know, want to have checks and balances. But it's a divide that's really deep, where people are really willing to put their lives on the line. So in countries throughout history, okay, there's some sort of a divide. There's also some sort of a wrong that was done, shall we say, to a certain population who thought that the power that was elicited was overstepping. There was poverty. There was an inability to overcome one's poverty. There were, let's say, food shortages. There were rights being, you know, being, shall we say, trampled on. But a big thing is there was a lack of trust. Now, when you look at these common lines in history, whether it was pre-Nazi era or whether it was, again, Hitler thought he was wronged by bankers or Jews or non-Aryans. Right? You know, people feel they were wronged. People feel their rights were taken away. People feel, you know, whatever. Stupid happens. And or revolutions happen. And so what I'm hearing is people are like, there's going to be a revolution. There's going to be a revolution. And I know there's some people there that really want to stir stuff up. And they just want to see stuff happen. But I got to tell you something. If I am holding true to what I've learned in history, and if you really do look at the patterns, holy crap, you couldn't make this up. I mean, you know when people play Monday morning quarterback and they kind of go back and they go, well, you see this, they could have done this play, they could have run this route. We are right now looking at a classic route. We are looking at a classic timeline for there to be some sort of a revolution. And even though the protests might have calmed down and, you know, everybody's kind of being told, well, stay home because of the virus and don't go out and, you know, whatever. It seems like if we want a riot, it could come on like that. Right, left, doesn't matter what side you're on. It looks like when people feel that they can't work or whatever, it's not a gradual thing. It's like a light switch. And the abruptness of things that are happening. You know, somebody could say, well, guys, you know, this has been going on for 9-10 months. If you look at history, this all kind of happened in a blink of an eye. We are really brewing the recipe for something like this to happen. Now, I would love to have my head in the sand. Okay, I got bigger fish to fry. I have to work. I got, you know, patients now coming down with flu. I got patients with COVID. I got patients, you know, whose blood pressure is off and things like that. And I'm trying to navigate. I'm trying to do what I need to do. You know, I got, you know, family members having issues. And, you know, I mean, it's really easy for me to just kind of be like, okay, I'm going to kind of do my own thing. But if you aren't keeping a careful eye on what's going on, you're going to be a little bit shocked when the poop hits the fan. Most people I know have a gun. They have purchased a weapon. When I ask them why, they're like, well, I want to protect my family and I want to protect myself. When I ask them, what do you think is going to happen? They really believe that there is going to be more violence. The average person believes that there is going to be more violence. They also do not believe that they are going to have protection from law enforcement, who's already overextended. Now, we're talking Republicans, Democrats alike. They believe that law enforcement is not going to be able to answer their call for help. We did this, people, either by defunding or limiting or not hiring enough or, you know, or our attitudes towards law enforcement. So when people don't feel that they have law enforcement, they're going to feel that they're going to have to take matters into their own hands, which is why many places are sold out. Now, could it be they lowered their stock? Could it be they just don't want any trouble? I don't know, because I can't tell you how many new gun owners are out there now. So, you know, just kind of listen. I don't know what the answer is. You know, if Joe Biden takes over as president, okay, there are some, you know, pretty machete-like moves he wants to make. You know, I mean, just like with President Trump, he came in there and wanted to cut a bunch of Obama stuff. Just like we're going to see, you know, Joe Biden is going to want to cut a bunch of Trump stuff. But I would really urge any president, I would really urge any government official to listen to the rumblings. Now, mind you, I was driving the other day and there was a bumper sticker, you know, that was kind of ridiculing, you know, our governor. And I understand that there's people on the right or the left that want to ridicule, and I get it. And there's people of his same party that don't like him and all that. But I'm like, jokes aside, you know, and I understand these politicians get a lot of heat. I really think they better listen and put an ear to the ground. And they better listen for that rumbling, for that stampede. Because people I'm hearing are, you know, yeah, things might stink when your president doesn't win, or if your president wins, and, you know, but when you tell a person they can't work, when you tell a person they can't find a means to make money, if you tell a person they can't travel and see their family, when you tell a person that they can't come back home, all right, we're even doing some things that in history we've never seen before. Some of the things happening right now in America are even more caustic than we've seen in other countries and in other historical situations that led up to a revolution. So again, I'm not trying to panic anybody. What I'm saying is you might want to listen to the rumblings. You might want to be aware. You know, I'm not panic buying toilet paper, but why are store shelves emptying up? I have to go grocery shopping today. I cleaned out my refrigerator. Everybody saw that. We had a guest in town for the weekend. And so I didn't really go grocery shopping. So I need to go grocery shopping today. My guess is it is going to be a mess while there's supposed to be restrictions and stuff. But, you know, why are people panic buying? The average person thinks some poop is going to go down. And my fear is when that happens, it happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.